Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting third. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Smith. And now, play ball. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Chapman, who is chasing the ball. Quell reaches third base with a triple. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball towards left. Heath catches it and throws to home to double up Quell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Tresh moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of right. Smith reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling is hit by the pitch. Wright moves to second. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields it and throws to second for the out. Wright moves to third. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trotsky for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Tresh moves to second. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kennedy hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau catches it and throws to second to double up Tresh. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of right. Hemsley reaches second base with a double. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hemsley scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Chapman moves to second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell who is chasing the ball. Rosenthal reaches third base with a triple. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to home to get Rosenthal. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith fires to first and has McNair trapped. There's the throw to Boudreau, who tags McNair for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tresh hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mack reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreau bunts towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boudreau moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Heath moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath scores. Trosky moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. QL hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. Krivic hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.